In his first years as painter to the electoral court in Saxony, Graf received a fixed salary of 400 thaler a year. Not especially generous. Around 1800, with a bit of luck, a craftsperson or artisan could hope to earn that much as well. In 1789, Graf was appointed as professor of portrait painting and enjoyed a hefty pay rise, pushing his salary to an annual 700 thaler. In return, he had to paint a portrait for the court every year and train at least one apprentice painter. Any work beyond this requirement was to be paid extra. Graf had a sliding scale of fees, for example 50 thaler for a half-length portrait without hands and 100 thaler for a similar portrait with hands, since hands were especially complicated to paint. Of course, the fee for a full-length portrait was even higher. Anton Graf was an exceptionally productive artist, executing over 2,000 portraits, and became very wealthy. When he died in 1813, he left his children 40,000 thaler, and with the equivalent amount today, he would have been a rich man.